In 1970, a new album hit record stores featuring a voice unlike anything most people had heard before. The album was Songs of the Humpback Whale. It was produced by a biologist named Roger Payne. Payne's album energized the Save the Whales movement, which pushed Congress to pass the Marine Mammal Protection Act in 1972. WBUR's Barbara Moran sat down with the 87-year-old biologist at his home in Vermont to talk about how the album came to be and why he's still listening to whales.
I'm Roger Payne. I'm a biologist. I study whales and the oceans and spend a lot of time worrying about the future of the oceans and of life on Earth. And the first time I saw a whale up close, I was working at Tufts University and I heard an announcement that a whale had washed ashore on Revere Beach, and I decided I wanted to see it. By the time I got there, somebody else had carved their initials in the side of it and somebody else had stuffed a cigar butt in the blowhole. And I stood looking at this animal. It was perfectly clear to me that nature was under the most appalling assaults, and most people didn't seem to know anything about it. And I thought, what could I do? And I thought, whales, that's what I could do. There was this fellow in Bermuda named Frank Watlington who worked for the Navy doing something secret. And he had heard sounds that he thought were whales, and they were quite elaborate. And so I went with my former wife, and we got a ride. As we boarded the boat, Frank took us through the engine room and took out of his pocket a tape, a magnetic tape. And he threaded the tape across the heads of the recorder, and he hit the on switch. And then, leaning forward and putting the headphones on my head, he said, "I think these are humpback whales." And what I heard completely blew my mind. I had never heard anything in nature that was remotely as extraordinary a performance. Here, finally, was something that could get enough of the attention of the world and make it possible to get people concerned about whales. People knew at the time that a whale was a big blubbery animal, and that's about it. We were killing 33,000 large whales each year. It was dead obvious that whales were on the brink of extinction. I decided that I wanted to make a record almost at once. I just thought, the world has to hear this. That record took off, and it became the most successful recording of natural history sounds ever. A lot of people weep when they hear these sounds. It hits them emotionally. And I've never wept when hearing them, but I've come damn close. And I thought to myself, this is how I'm going to spend my life. We're trying to translate whale speak. Do I think it's going to be the same sort of full, rich language that humans have? No, I certainly don't. But I think it will have some very complex and interesting things. I would love to ask them simple things, you know. But I would say, you know, sing. Or, again, sorry would be a good word to say. once a whale speaks to humanity, no matter how simple its message, it has a chance, I think, to get the attention of the world in a way that it just desperately needs to have. And once that happens, I think all sorts of change will occur. And once that begins, then I am filled with hope.
That was biologist Roger Payne, creator of the iconic album Songs of the Humpback Whale. You can read more of his interview with WBUR environmental correspondent Barbara Moran at wbur.org.